This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. So here's the buzz. A Midland man stung over 50 times, his dogs over 1,000 times. Both of them died. A swarm of bees surround a woman's car in Texarkana, trapping her inside. A man mowing his lawn in Raymondville, swarmed by bees, suffering more than 200 stings, and dies. These are no ordinary bees. They call them killer bees or Africanized bees, a hybrid of two species, really, the African honeybee and various European cousins. Now, they're smaller than what most people think of as honeybees, but their impulse to sting is a whole lot bigger, 10 times greater, in fact. And bees will pursue victims as far as a quarter of a mile away from their hives. Tim Cleverdon knows more than most of us about these critters. He's founder of Midland's Bee Busters, which does bee removal across the state. Tim, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's the backstory on these bees? How do they get here in the first place?
These bees started out as an experiment in the 70s where scientists wanted to crossbreed a domestic honeybee with a bee in Africa that is known to be a very active honey producer to create a bee that would produce more honey and that would be manageable. And what occurred was they produced a bee that was less manageable and did not make as much honey. The experiment ended in the late 70s, and the bees got out into the environment, and that's what started the problem with the Africanized honeybees in the early 80s.
It's my understanding that it's not so much the venom of the bees here, but it's sort of their method of attack. They kind of swarm so that you can't get away. Is that their MO?
Well, yeah, that's one way to describe it. I've seen this with Africanized bees, but not European bees. Africanized bees, when they get challenged or threatened, they release an alarm pheromone from their bodies, and that generates the activity and the defensive response from the colony. When they go out to defend themselves and they sting, the stinger pulls out of their body, and that releases an alarm pheromone. So, as you can imagine, with multiple stings, you get multiple releases of pheromones. Bees have a very good sense of smell, and that's how they can know how to and where to pursue a threat. Now, bees won't attack something a quarter mile away. Mm-hmm. Bees won't attack something a quarter mile away, but once they engage a threat, then they will push that threat away from their colony, you know, up to, I've been chased a half a mile in working Africanized honeybees.
So now, I guess we all grew up, I mean, you know, from that first bee sting, I suppose. I mean, you know, don't bother the bee and the bee won't bother you. Is that the case with these Africanized bees?
Not necessarily. Oftentimes that's prudent, but it just depends. Sometimes when you get into a bee's territory, they'll actually bump you as a warning to go away. That happens more so with European bees than Africanized bees, but sometimes with Africanized bees. Absent that, and you keep going into their territory, then that general response turns into a more aggressive defense.
They'll bump you, that cheeky little things. I can't believe that. That's...
Yeah, kind
of
neat.
I guess the question is there any defense? Is there any way to get control of them?
I don't think so. I think they're here to stay. As they multiply and crossbreed, it seems like the gene for aggressiveness is dominant over the gene for passivity. And so they're here to stay. Bees can survive sub-zero temperatures as well as hot temperatures. There's isolated incidents of Africanized bees in northern Utah and southern Canada. And there's actually a fatality on record in Canada from an Africanized bee attack.
So what should someone do if they spot a bee colony? What should they?
If they spot a bee colony, they need to call somebody who knows bees and not attempt to self-treat. If somebody finds themselves getting swarmed, they just need to leave the area and seek shelter. If you're in a wide open space, you know, go into a vehicle if you can. You'll attract a bunch of bees with you most likely, but once you get moving, their focus is going to try to get out. You'll probably get stung a couple of times in the process, but just roll your windows down and drive away. And if they're in the car with you, a lot of them will leave.
Tim Cleverdon is owner of Bee Busters in Midland, Texas. Tim, thanks so much for the advice and the background. We appreciate it.
Good to visit with you, David. Thank you.